Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. You already know what it is, man. Your boy FIFO, your boy Ken. Today, we're talking Paul Wall, The Great Wall. This joint was released December 15th of 2023. Sweet spot, Ken. 13 songs, 38 minutes. A little bit on the longer the sweet spot, but it's the sweet spot. My intro to Paul Wall was with Mike Jones, him and Slim Thug. I did not know who the fuck them niggas was until we got Mike Jones. But Paul Wall has been he's been a figure in hip hop ever since. You know what I'm saying? And every now and again, you know, because it's not like he drops that often. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely check him out. And I think that with the new wave of a lot of Texas rappers, especially that Mexican OT, he's kind of riding the wave of the youngins. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Which is, I feel that's perfectly fine, especially if you embrace the youngin, you know what I'm saying? And you guys are kind of in the same realm of music that you do. And obviously he has them on here and we'll get there. But overall, Ken, I want to start there. It's a solid project. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't think expectations for Paul Wall is like, oh my God, like he got to drop a classic or this, that, and a third. To me, it's more so, is it entertaining? You know what I'm saying? What do the beats sound like? Does he sound like an old dude on a track now? He don't. Now, there are some joints that, you know, you can definitely tell is, you know, the era he come from, like Three Commas, that joint sound old Texas. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, Ken, I enjoyed this one. I definitely enjoyed this one. When you listen to Paul Wall, you know that this nigga, he from the South. He gave you that swinging shit. He gave you the gold chain, the grills. You know what I'm saying? You know what to expect, man. And I think overall he did a good job.
Covered in Ice, is that the one that went viral?
That it went viral?
Or that people were talking about a lot?
Nah, it was that Mexican OT song from last year that was featuring Paul Wall. Okay, it wasn't Paul Wall's song. Yeah, it was another song.
Okay. Forgettable.
I give you that.
A forgettable project. I think I realized when I listened to this the last time, I was like, I like Paul Wall on features. I don't like Paul Wall albums.
Projects,
like that.
Yeah. I feel that.
And that, you know, you admit it. At times he did sound, you know, a little bit old, but. Mm-hmm.
But it's just because from the era he come from.
Yeah.
He's staying true to you know, what brought him to where he's at.
Yeah. But, you know, it sounded regional. Mm-hmm. It sounded like he was definitely stayed within his comfort zone on here. So I commend him for that. I think this is a project where, hey, I'm Paul Wall. I do a certain thing. I'm going to get in here and do it. I'm going to serve it up to my fans. I'm going to serve it up to the people that just came across me because of the Mexican OT joint. So I'm going to take advantage of that momentum and put this joint out here. But overall, I think that, yeah, I don't know why I felt disappointed. But I did because I thought maybe I was going to get a little bit more. If you put an album out in 2024 and you're old head, I think you're going to probably do something. But he really didn't. And I think the only feature on here that I really liked was the Mexican OT.
Yeah, he did his thing.
Yeah.
Lil Kiki on Swinging Glass was dope too, though, Ken. I messed with that one. Bun B and Charlie Boy, they didn't really do it. That they didn't do a lot for me on Bounce, Rock, and Skate. And then Eddie Cook on It's Up. You know, I think he sounded good for what it was. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he's like from Texas too, but it sounded like something that Ty Dolla $ign would do. You know what I'm saying? So he was cool, but I wouldn't say that outside of the Mexican OT, that Mexican OT, anybody really quote unquote killed it. And when you say forgettable, I don't disagree, because two things could be true. I think it's good for Paul Wall, but it doesn't have high replay value. Like, I'm not going back to this. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I don't. I also don't think it's bad. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think that it's, like, it's not something that I would recommend to somebody. But if, like, I listened to it or somebody played a couple of songs off of this, I'm like, who is this? Paul Wall? All right, cool. Let that shit ride.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is one of those where I see it and I'm like, oh, Paul Wall dropped something new. I ain't got shit to listen to. Let me see what he, well, let me see what he up to. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Keith Sweat dropped a new song. And I was like, what? A new single, Lay Whatever. I forgot the name of it. Let me see what he doing, man. I pressed it. I was like, all right, cool. Yeah.
So the features, Ken. What would you rate the features?
C-.
I give him C+.
C-. Mexican OT and Bun B stopped it from being a D. And probably off the strength of Mexican OT. But Bun B was cool, but Bun B definitely went back to UGK sound.
Yeah, 100%. But look at what, you know, the project that, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it was almost expected.
It's fine.
You know what I'm saying? It's expected. The production on this, I give it a C.
Yeah, which, like, Bounce Rock Skate's good, Swinging Glass, Covered in Ice, I think it's fine. I think C- is good, and I think that's fair. I don't think it's doing anything that's gonna go crazy.
Yeah,
and I think it's just, he just found some stuff that he felt comfortable on.
It was a safe space.
Yeah.
It was 100% a safe space. Even the rapid kid, I'm gonna give it a C. Paul Wall isn't a lyrical miracle. Paul Wall isn't somebody that's gonna hit you with crazy punchlines. Paul Wall is gonna give you lifestyle raps about being in motherfucking Texas, swinging the Vogues and, you know what I'm saying, the grills and the chains, bro. Like you know what you're gonna get. So the rapping, I give it a C. Overall, I give it a C. And to me, a C is good. It's listenable. It's not like, you know, hey, there's been some joints on here, Ken. The review was 4 minutes. This shit's bad. I feel old. Next. You know what I'm saying? This didn't feel like that, but also, like, a young cat, there's no way I would recommend this. And the only way that I would even recommend this to somebody is if they told me they like Paul Wall or they like Texas music. And I'd be like, well, did you listen to the new Paul Wall? What did you think? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only way. But and it doesn't have high replay value either. But at the same time, I'm not gonna say that it's a bad project. It's just, like you said, Ken, it's regional.
Yeah. I hate to do this to the brother. Well, he ain't a brother, but I'm gonna give it a D, man, for disappointing.
Damn.
Yeah, outside of a couple of joints, it just didn't do it. Like, you know, I was listening to it on my walk this morning just to kind of go back through it again. And I was like, damn, like I couldn't get the Wall off fast enough, bro. Yeah. It was like 38 minutes, which was a good spot. I was like, it just really made the walk boring. And I was really trying to tune in and listen to pull something out, but I really couldn't. So
I feel you. I definitely feel you. But look, man, no more to be said about this project. If you are a Paul Wall fan, you should enjoy this. Again, it's not a bad project, but there's nothing that you're taking away from it that you would want to come back to. That's, you know, it is what it is. It came in with, sorry, Paul Wall, but that's just the God honest truth. Appreciate, you know, everything you do for the culture. Definitely that held it down for Texas for a very long time. And it doesn't mean stop making music. Like, I think it's dope when the OGs stay true to the game. Mm-hmm. He's staying true to the game. So, you know. We'll catch you tomorrow with another one. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.